Welcome to the program. Blaming a toxic culture inside Australian cricket, the Sports Players Association has come out today and called for the immediate lifting of the bans that were given to the trio of players responsible for the ball tampering affair. It follows an independent review which yesterday found Cricket Australia was causally responsible for the cheating incident. The reason cited was its arrogant and controlling culture, which saw players bullied, ostracised and even at the best of times left living in a gilded bubble, disconnected from the grounding influence of family, friends and community. But is the culture that led to the ball tampering unique to Australian cricket, or do the problems go beyond sport? Nick Grimm takes a look.
As the old saying goes, there's no I in team. And as far as the Australian Cricketers Association is concerned, that collective ethos applies in good times and bad, regardless of whether teams are playing by fair means or foul.
Yes, this moment of madness was individual. But now there is evidence and independent verification of system failure as well.
That's the Players Association President Greg Dyer telling the media today that former Test captain Steve Smith, vice-captain David Warner and batsman Cameron Bancroft should no longer be held solely responsible for what to many Australians was unthinkable, cheating on the field of sport. Natural justice demands, he says, that their penalties be reduced and they should be allowed to take the field again.
My message to Cricket Australia is a simple one. These contrite men have been punished enough. Let them play.
Yet the ball tampering affair was an incident that sent shockwaves throughout Australia and saw the nation's sporting reputation dragged through the mud. The Prime Minister today stressing how hard it hit the Australian psyche.
And I think for cricket fans all across Australia, I think they'll be very disappointed. I mean, it's one of our nation's great loves is our cricket. And young boys and girls look up to their cricket heroes.
According to the Longstaff Review, the sense of shame now felt by cricket fans can be linked to a similar malaise lurking within Australian politics, business and the church. But can the behaviour of individuals be excused by the toxic culture that surrounds them? It's a defence often put by war criminals and other wrongdoers. I put that point to the Dean of the School of Law at the University of Western Sydney, international law expert Professor Stephen Freeland.
You can't compare one with the other, but that said, you know, if you broaden this debate to things like the banking inquiry, for example, and of course even more broadly to the Royal Commission that we had into abuse of children, there you have people who are accused and in many cases, you know, clearly were guilty of doing things under an umbrella of a corporate or other sort of culture that says we're not so much interested necessarily in the way you do things, but it's for the preservation of the organisation, whether that's a corporate or a religious organisation or a charity or whatever. And again, I think sometimes people get caught up in looking inside and therefore not focusing on perhaps broader issues that are equally relevant and may in some way, shape or form dictate different types of behaviour.
When it comes to the win-at-all-cost mentality, perhaps it's Australia that has the attitude problem. Debate can rage about whether fallen heroes have paid the appropriate price for their misdeeds, but right now commentators like Fairfax columnist Peter Fitzsimons argue disappointed fans should also take a good hard look at themselves in the mirror.
For the last 20 or 30 years, the Australian cricket team has been winning, and we've been cheering and we've been looking the other way when we've heard reports from other teams that, you know, they're sledging, they're nasty, you know, they'll use any means to win, etc. And the truth of it is, what's to blame is us. We've been too desperate to win at any cost. And all of us just have to get back to what cricket used to be, a game, a sport.
And can parallels be drawn with the situation we've seen in the Banking Royal Commission, in Australian politics, in other inquiries that have been underway, where there's a win at all costs or a profit before ethics type mentality? Is the Australian culture losing sight of what we used to pride ourselves on?
Yeah, I would like to think that there's always been an innate decency in Australian approach, the Australian way of doing things. Certainly the Australia I grew up in, I always felt there was decency there and doing basically do the right thing, mate. I think there has been a nastiness, a win-at-all-costs approach that has crept in the last 2 decades or so.
Fairfax columnist Peter Fitzsimons, Nick Grimm, our reporter.